it seems like an eternity ago that we'd heard great things about Redbird Mall sort of being resurrected and redeveloped. We knew the guy that could do it. Peter Brodsky walked in and started buying up ultimately the 78-acre site that makes up Redbird Mall. But maybe the final key came Wednesday when the city council voted to add $22 million of inducements and improvements around the mall. And now it looks like the dirt's going to start flying. Peter Brodsky is with us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have been the owner of this place. I you know, if somebody had told me 5 years ago, 7 years ago, I would have thought, it seems like this has been going on forever.
It's not been 3 years yet. It was I made the first acquisition in September of 2015.
Wow. Well, so tell me where you are in the process. You've got the city money is for what, infrastructure, for roads and improvements and all?
Yeah, it's for site work, utilities, and roads.
So what happens to the mall itself?
The vast majority of the mall is gonna stay as is. It's gonna be repurposed. We're only gonna knock down about 100,000 square feet of the mall to make room for one of the roads. But for two reasons, we're going to keep the vast majority of it intact. The first is that there is an incredible emotional attachment that the community has to this place.
Really? They want to see it succeed.
100%. In a way that North Dallas people really don't care about the fate of Valley View because the Galleria is next door. You got North Park. Redbird looms large in the psyche of Southern Dallas because it has been a high point of quality for the community, and it's the only mall in that part of the city. So there's a real attachment to that place that we wanted to preserve. The second is that just given the economics of rents in Southern Dallas versus North Dallas, there would be no way to make a financial return if we scraped the mall
right
and had to rebuild all that. You could not come close to reproducing this these buildings for what we've paid for it. And so instead, what we're going to do is repurpose it, turn the whole second floor into offices, give it a major facelift, but keep the bones in place.
You know, I am hard-pressed to think of any other project, certainly in North Texas, that has the kind of support this does. I mean, the mayor has this Grow South initiative. All the residents seem to be behind you. I gather it was unanimous at city council in support. Everybody wants to see you succeed. Is that enough to make you succeed?
No. It is not enough to make me succeed, because ultimately what's going to make the project succeed is two things. The first is that the users of the site, the retailers, the office tenants, the residential developers, have to get past their preconceived notions of what Redbird and Southern Dallas are, and begin to see the community for what it really is, which is a great opportunity. And then the second thing that has to happen is that people have to patronize the businesses that are there. But I don't want to understate how important it is to have all this community support. While it is not sufficient for success, it is absolutely necessary. And I'm very, very gratified to have this level of community support. Frankly, it's hard won, because this is a community that is preconditioned through history, through historical experiences, to not expect the best. When a
right
white North Dallas developer comes into their community to buy up a property, that has not usually ended well for the residents of Southern Dallas. So there's been a long effort to build trust, build dialogue, create understanding, a lot of listening on my part, a lot of explaining on my part. And so I'm very, very happy to have that level of trust. And it couldn't happen. This project wouldn't work without it. But now the market has to buy in.
Okay, so who are your targets for, not only for shopping there, but also for the offices? I mean, are you trying to provide, have a value proposition? I mean, your rent per square foot's got to be a lot cheaper than a whole lot of areas around Dallas, or is this just for that community?
No, here's the basic investment thesis. The basic investment thesis is that the demographics of the area surrounding Redbird are quite attractive. And there is a lot of demand and money in that community. People want nice things. People can afford nice things. And people buy nice things, but they have to do it far from their homes because those amenities are not in the community. So the investment thesis here is a high demand, low supply investment thesis. Let's give some more supply of what's wanted. The pitch to retailers, to offices, to residential developers is this is going to be less expensive than doing it in North Dallas. But the economics around here are excellent, and so ultimately there's going to be money to be made by satisfying that demand.
You were incredibly successful in private capital. You worked with Tom Hicks and John Muse and lots of other guys. This has got to be foreign territory to you. Have you been taking a crash course the last 3 years? Almost 3 years.
When I say that I knew nothing about commercial real estate, that is not an understatement. I mean, before I actually closed on this deal, I had to someone explain to me, you know, what did a retail broker do? I mean, I literally knew nothing about it. But in the end, business is about people. Business is about understanding what people want, what the opportunities are. It's about working with people to negotiate an outcome that's mutually beneficial. And while I will never be an expert on civil engineering, I've got a great firm that's handling that for me.
So is this one of those do well by doing good kind of thing?
100%. I mean, this is absolutely a for-profit investment. My wife and I have invested a lot of personal capital here, and this is not intended to be a tax write-off in any way, shape, or form. But because I'd spend a lot of time in Southern Dallas and I care about this community, the commitment I've made is that we are not going to make money in a way that is detrimental to the community. And in fact, the way we think long-term we're going to make the most amount of money is by doing something very positive for the community, which is providing the amenities that people want.
Okay, so where are we? Quickly, what's the timeline? Should we see dirt flying right away, or do we see Nordstrom sweep in there, or what?
Well, the dirt will start flying, we think, sometime in the first quarter of 2019. So the city council vote occurred today. It'll take a couple to 4 weeks to finish the documentation. That's when the funding is 100% secured, and then we've got at least 6 months of completing our engineering plans, bidding and permitting. So realistically, we're looking at sometime in the first quarter of 2019 for the site work to begin, and that's a 12 to 18 month process.
Well, like I say, Peter Brodsky, you've got a lot of people pulling for you. This is a very popular enterprise, and we hope you have great success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.